I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens from Marvel Studios' Shang-Chi, the master of unarmed weaponry. He's forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organization. Does Marvel ever run out of material?
No. They've got hundreds of thousands of comic books and tens of thousands of characters.
What's unique about this? Obviously, it's Marvel's first superhero franchise with an Asian lead actor.
It is. And, you know, I'm not sure that it is unique. In a lot of ways, it's sort of a culmination of all the things that they do well. It's got a great plot, really quirky characters, and great dialogue. And, of course, really amazing fight scenes. One of my favorite moments in Marvel is the elevator fight scene in Captain America Winter Soldier. There is a bus scene in this movie that's going to blow people away.
I've seen part of it in the trailer. A little bit of a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon feel to it, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, especially in the sequences, the fight sequences.
Talk about the lead actor, Simu Liu.
Yes. So, I mean, you actually watched this show, Kim's Convenience. I'd never seen it before,
but
he's
Netflix,
coming from
yep.
nowhere. And this is kind of wild. He kind of broke his chops playing Spider-Man for kids at birthday parties. That was his first acting gig.
It's a very heavy Asian-dominated cast for Shang-Chi. Is this a gamble at all for Marvel, or that this movie will work for a larger audience, Brent, or do they? Is the Marvel nameplate enough?
You know, here's the thing. I think it's well done enough that it's going to do well in our market, but it's also in part designed for the Chinese market, to be honest, and it's already making a fortune over there. So financially, it's a win-win.
Destin Daniel Cretton is the director, producer, and one of the screenplay writers. He's Hawaiian. He's Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan is probably the film he's best known for.
Yeah, he also did a version of The Glass Castle with Woody Harrelson, which was a great book, not so great of a movie. Yeah, he's going to be huge on the Hollywood scene as a new hot director.
So we've had Black Widow with a female lead from Marvel, Black Panther, of course, and now Shang-Chi. Do you think this is a deliberate strategy by Marvel and its parent company, Disney, to diversify a bit?
I mean, I just think it's the right thing to do, right? They're trying to be inclusive and give all of us heroes that look like us. This started out as a comic book in the 70s that was trading off of the Bruce Lee craze. So they've come a long way.